It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. With the long 4th of July holiday weekend ahead, today they're thinking about fireworks.
Here in Lexington, I think people know that it's stretched out over a couple of days, starting on Monday with a Great American Pie Contest and Ice Cream Social. That starts at noon at Cheapside Park on Main Street. And then that night is the Patriotic Music Festival at Morrison Lawn. That's at 8 at Transy. And then, of course, on the 4th, that is all day long, starting at 7 with the Bluegrass 10,000. And then the Street Festival from 9 to 6, Parade at 2. And then the fireworks move over to Kroger Field.
Right, formerly Commonwealth Stadium.
That's right, at 10. But then also all over Central Kentucky, for instance, at the Stephen Foster Story, which I don't know if I realized Stephen Foster was born on the 4th of July. And so 6:30 to 11 p.m. on July 4th, and of course that's in Bardstown. They're going to have pre-show activities, cupcakes at intermission, and then fireworks. And also over in Nicholasville, you have R.J. Corman, which gives a free show. It's kind of crowded, I think, but they give you plenty of time to get there and park, and that's on July 4th.
I think reading through your piece that you did, your roundup of 4th of July events, you could see fireworks every night, the 1st through the 4th, except for, I think, Monday night. I didn't see any listed Monday, but you've got events all over the Bluegrass, like Stamping Ground, Mount Sterling, Moorhead, just
Harrington Lake. There's quite the list, so people should check it out so they don't miss anything. And also, in addition to fireworks, of course, we're deep in the summer, and there's some summer music happening over the weekend.
There is. One thing that we write about in Weekender today is an event going on through the summer at the Burl. It's Sunday Best, which is a band from Prestonsburg, and then they are based in Lexington now, but they've had some success on the country charts and been at the Grand Ole Opry a few times and stuff. But they are settled back in Lexington for the summer and doing a weekly jam session called Summer of Sunday, which goes on at 2 p.m. every Sunday at the Burl, and they invite in local musicians. It's a different lineup of local players every Sunday, and looks like just a great time of music making by local artists. And speaking of local artists, a local band, Big Fresh, which is rounded up by John Ferguson, who's also of Apples and Stereo, they have a album release or an EP release event this weekend. Actually, it's two. Tonight, Friday night, they're going to be at Willie's Locally Known, and then they're going to be at the Burl on July 4th playing tunes from their new album called, interesting title for right now, but Fall Preview is the name of the EP. So two chances to check them out and a lot of chances to hear local music.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.